Right. So I had these citrus sevens, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
That's the black ones with the orange and red.
Right. Ooh. So they're just black kick suede, orange and red, right?
Suede.
Right? Okay. So the suede, they was older. You know, you bought them back then, you used to buy kicks off people, no matter how they look, just so you could be fresh. Mm-hmm. So the suede was cooked. It was like powdery, it was brown, it was ashy. The suede was like coming off. But when you wet them, they was dark. You can't see the ashiness in them.
You got to keep them moist.
So I remember I put mass soap over them. Dishwasher soap.
Faded it.
Just
so it could be dark. And I wet them.
Faded it, right?
I went outside in the rain.
They started sudding up. My boy had the soap sud seven.
Every step I took was and mass soap would come out this side just and mass soap would just come out this side. Yo, I got so many embarrassing stories like that with high school. Like I remember
that
arguing.
Nobody noticed.
Yeah, I remember arguing with my mother. Because it was cold outside in September. This is when it used to be cold in September in New York.
Yo, it used to be breaking September before.
And I remember going to school with shorts on, with jean shorts, and it was freezing. And no thinking, I was just freezing the whole time. And I knew I fucked up because there was this guy we went to school with. He was Mexican, and he had shorts on.
And if he was matching with him, he was like, yeah, I'm wilding out. I had the hoodie with the
shorts. I'm wilding because... My boy, he wore shorts no matter what weather it was.
Nah, he's wildin'.
So when I seen him like that, he used to just have his hands in his pocket all the time. And I see him like that, I was like, nah, I am tweaking. Yeah, I was awfully dressed. There was like Lot 49 shorts in high school too. Like,
damn, Lot 49.
Used to wear in high school. High school was crazy. Me and my sisters, we used to rotate clothes in high school.
What do you mean rotate? Like just...
I'll borrow her shit, but my older sister Melissa, she didn't like sharing. So
I wouldn't either.
Me and Maddie, what do you mean?
Well, I have little brothers. How
you don't like sharing? Me and Maddie, we make a good like. We'll negotiate. We'll be like, yo, all right, you want to wear my jeans? Let me get this shirt. Let me wear this shirt. I get to wear this shirt whenever I want to wear it. And you do a little negotiation, but Melissa was like, nah, don't wear my shit. I'll take
Melissa was probably had her own different styles.
And she was like, getting there from y'all. We all wore Hollister.
Well, she's older.
She's 5 years older.
Yeah, that's a lot. I'm 6 years older than my brother. Never, thank God I'm way bigger than all of them.
I gave both of my brothers, like a lot of sneakers in my lifetime.
Yeah, but you didn't like, share with them.
That's what I was going to say. I had to be like completely done and like knew I was never going to wear this pair ever again. And then I'd be like, here, bro, you want these? He'll be so happy.
Crazy. No, I just thought about something that I don't know if I should share.
Then don't.
We can delete it.
Nah, there was this one time.
In band camp.
Nah, there was this one time. Because, like, me and my sister, we lived in one room all together. Like, three of us in a room.
Three women.
Like, I'm grown.
Yeah, I was grown.
I didn't move out until I was 22.
Yeah.
But until then, it was three of us.
I was grown.
He is grown.
Yeah, and so one time.
In one little ass room.
It'd be like that, bro.
We used to fit, we fit two full size beds. One of them was a bunk bed. And then my little sister, she was fiending when we first got bunk beds to get the top bunk. And then she immediately regretted that shit.
That's probably why she never wanted to share with y'all.
No, my little sister would share.
No, your oldest sister. She was like, I shared my entire life, personal space, and everything with y'all. I'm not giving y'all my clothes.
She was like, I'm not giving you that shit, bro.
Not the shirt off my back.
Nah. This is a little TMI, but one time I was on my older sister's bed, and I was, like, handling my ingrowns and, like, in my pubic area. And
those are the worst.
Those are the best.
That's ingrowns? A great segue for you.
That's what I thought she was doing for me for a second. She doesn't even know.
No. She don't even know.
I'm going to let you finish your story because I got one for you.
Okay. So I'm there on my sister's bed, naked, taking my ingrowns out. My little sister's in the room with me. She gets up, doesn't say anything, walks to the living room, go gets my older sister, come back, and she's like, look what she was doing on your bed. Snitched on me.
What?
Snitched on me, bro. Didn't even say shit.
That is bad hygiene.
I just got up. I got up and I went on my bed. Like,
Mm-hmm. Oh, so she caught you in the middle of it.
Yeah.
In the middle of plucking a ingrown on the shit. Welcome to That's Your Reality. I am your host, Chiclet.
And it's your girl, Melanie.
And we got
Gabba the Creator in the ones and what? Twos over there.
What's what was the pause for? Y'all because, forgot me?
Nah, it's just, what's going on with y'all two? Like, you came in with the radio voice today, and it's your girl, Melanie. It was a little different than usual.
Comment below if you heard a difference.
Oh, see, you learning, though. What you was doing?
Let me tell you this story before we get on a tangent. So, one, I blame you.
What are you blaming me for?
Because you've been talking recently on the recent pods about that I pass out often and shit. So I just knew it was destined to happen at least one more time.
And that was a recent pod, too.
Yeah, it was like two episodes ago. So it happened again.
I'll be saying, this is a different experience. Be careful, don't pass out.
Yeah, when I'm laughing and shit, yeah. But it wasn't from laughing. I wish it was from laughing this time.
Spider.
Chiefs thought it was going to be a spider because I'm arachnophobic. But no, it wasn't a spider either.
I feel like arachnophobia should be if you're scared of, like, raccoons.
That does sound like that.
Nah, everybody's scared of raccoons.
Who's scared of raccoons?
Y'all scared. See what I'm saying? Y'all got me on a tangent.
Yeah,
I'm
scared of raccoons.
There's one time there was a raccoon. And we saw it across the street. And this shit, you know, I guess they know what a street is and know that cars come.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Maybe because to cross the street, it started running at us. And we was talking about, like, yo, imagine that raccoon starts chasing us. He's so tight, by the way.
I know.
Imagine that raccoon starts chasing us, and the shit looked at us and started chasing us, right?
He's like, give me your money, bitch.
And my mans grabs me and throws me behind him like a super cartoon shit.
Get him.
Get him, get him.
He was running he did it out of fear. It wasn't like he was the brave one and tried to scare me. Like, it was a joke. He threw me out of fear. That starts a different relationship with your mans when you realize that he was scared and he grabbed me by both. I was skinny before.
Uh-huh.
And he was way bigger than me. And he went like this.
Me and my little sister, we used to practice like fearing that someone's going to try to kidnap you and attack you. So you just start running randomly. So to see like who's going to get
like
left.
Shut the light off in the basement?
No. We're outside. Like, random, you just started running. Like, oh, somebody's trying to kidnap you. You better run, bitch.
I used to do stuff like that. Like,
that's not a fun game.
No, but I used to do stuff like that by myself. Like, just in case somebody was following me, I'd walk a different way home and get lost.
Switch it up. They don't know what block he's going through.
He makes it easier for the kidnapper. Yeah. He shows up at their door.
I try to switch up.
Lost. I don't know where I am.
Or I'll start, like, talking to myself. Just in case somebody was watching me.
Okay.
Wait, great segue. So you was doing, you was taking out ingrowns on your sister's bed.
Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of ingrown, Gabba, don't you got a story?
No, it is crazy.
You know the story already?
I was just going to say, yeah. I told him the story literally when you had left.
I didn't even.
Fake as fuck.
He is, because he said he wasn't going to tell
me.
Yeah. And I didn't even
I couldn't hold it in.
He opened up and started telling me. And I'm like, wait, this is the story?
Since you asked.
Because I texted Cheeks the day before, which is yesterday. And I was like, yo, got a great story for you. I passed out. Like, I fainted. And he goes, you know, he starts going, was it spiders or whatever? He's like, are you going to say it on the pod? I was like, yeah, I'm going to save it. But I couldn't save it. I told him. So I got an ingrown hair on the inside of my thigh.
Okay.
Like right next to, like, the private area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there. When I sat down, it would be mad uncomfortable. I had it for, like, 2 days, maybe 2.5, almost 3 days. I woke up, and I'm like, that's it. Today's the day. Whether it's ready or not,
here
I'm popping it.
You can't hide.
Go inside the shower. I'm taking a steaming hot shower, letting my pores open up.
Good.
Massaging the area. You ready to squeeze? I was in there squeezing, like, a motherfucker.
How big was that shit? Because you squeezed that shit like if it was you was holding a hamburger.
Well, you know. It was like, hold on, get back to the story.
Nickel?
So, yeah, about a quarter, like.
Quarter?
Yeah, like a quarter. So, it's because I didn't know that it had got that big because of me. Like, the where it was at, it was constant, like, friction on it, sitting down, me trying to squeeze it, just inflaming it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I come out. My aunt and my grandmother are also there, and they're like, yo, let us help you get it. I'm like, you know what? Y'all love that extraction shit. Let's do it.
I'm okay. I didn't ask you this question earlier because I was saving it. what type of clothing do you wear for your aunt to be by your genitals?
I wear boxer briefs. You just, I hold my shit to the side.
Chuck it into your...
Yeah. It's not all the way up my thigh.
Okay.
So she's there. She's trying to like find like the hair with the tweezers or whatever, I guess, to pull it out or whatever. She can't really find it. She's like, yeah, I'm just going to squeeze this shit. I'm like, all right, go for it. So she starts squeezing it, and it was like, it was a lot of pain. I'm not going to lie. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, like an 8.5, 9.
And 10 is 10
to
birth.
Me is like childbirth.
Yeah, me too.
This that's is crazy. No cap, Melanie. I'm
what?
Not.
His wasn't a 10. It was
I'm
8,
not,
9.
I'm not.
8, 9? That's like getting hit by the balls.
I never experienced. No. That's like a 6 to me.
Yeah, like really? 5. Getting
no,
hit.
No, yeah, it hurts and shit, but it's not like the worst thing ever.
Like it hurts, like, yeah, but for a very short amount of time.
Okay.
So, yeah, obviously a 10 is a 10, but this is like the most I think I've ever felt in my life.
Okay.
At one time. So I'm like, you know what? In my head, I start humming, you know, trying to just get my mind off of it while she's going. I'm like, even if I got to just tough it out for a couple extra seconds each time, let her do her thing because it's going to pop. We there for like 20 minutes now.
Oh, my God.
And every time she's
coming out?
Nah, not really. Every time she does it, I'm there. Like, it hurts so much that I'm holding my breath and turning red and, like, tightening up and shit.
Now that hurts, bro.
Yeah. The shit, it was bad.
I would have gave up.
All of a sudden.
I think it hurts more when someone else does it for you.
I don't know. Yeah, because you can't really gauge when they're going to go more or whatever. Eventually, a little bit pops. Shoots out blood. Sorry, it's graphic. No pus. It's just shot out with just blood all over her sweatpants. So I'm there, and I'm like, damn, that's a lot of blood. That's crazy. The room is spinning. I look at my grandma. I'm like, can you give me some water? She's like, yeah, you okay? I'm like, yeah, it's just, yeah. I take a couple of sips of the water. And in my head, I start having to talk to myself. And I'm like, here it goes. You're going to pass out in front of your grandmother? In front of your grandmother, you're going to pass out? And I'm like, all right, this is the plan. I'm going to tuck my head into the bend of my arm and put my head on the table. Like in school, you know, you put your head
down.
You're
dabbing.
So if I pass out, I'm going to wake up and just act like I put my head down for a little bit.
Went to sleep.
I couldn't avoid it. I passed out. I put my head down. I passed out. My vision came back. I was sitting in a different position. My head was no longer down on the table. I was sitting upright, and they were staring at me horrified. They were like, what happened? So me, I knew already that it was coming. I was like, oh, all right, I'm good. I passed out. I told you I was going to pass out. I passed out. I don't know what triggered it, but I passed out. She's like, oh, my God, we were so worried. As she says that, I hear people. There's nobody else in the house. I hear people to the right, so I look to the right. They got the fire department in the house. So now I'm starting to get worried. I'm like, how long was I out? These guys already showed up to the house, came upstairs. So she's like, yeah, he was out for a couple minutes. I'm like, damn, you guys respond fast. So they're there, they check all the vitals. Everything's normal. They're like, you know, just go get it checked out or whatever. More of the story. I don't know what made me pass out. It could have been the blood. It could have been I didn't eat. It could have been the pain. It was one of those, but I felt like a bitch.
But it was it was literally the funny part of the story. The way he said one of the ladies of the fire department.
So shout out. I don't know if she listens. I think she does. She was all right. She came in. She's like, oh, you know, Mr. Gaba, I'm going to check you, this, and that. And then she's asking me, like, to recap what happened. So I told her everything. And she looked at my grandmother. She goes, you know, women have a way more pain tolerance than men. It's a proven fact. I looked at her like, yeah.
It's a proven fact.
I looked at her like, I wanted to insult, but I was like, what am I going to say? I literally passed out.
Yo, so basically, he passed out because the pain was too much for him to handle.
That's what Cheeks is running with.
What do you mean? That's
my
the only...
doctor told me
what
you shouldn't be trying to pop those.
Okay,
on an empty stomach.
On an empty stomach.
Did your doctor say that for real?
Yeah. She was like, first of all, don't pop it, and she was like, whenever you're doing any of that stuff, you can't do that on an empty stomach.
The inner thighs.
Anything
is
that
one
involves like pain, I didn't know it was gonna be that much pain. Obviously,
I'm not gonna
how
lie.
How serious?
The
is
The inner thighs is one of the worst. I had an ingrown hair.
Yo, that shit was so tender.
On the end of my,
did you
like,
pass out?
No.
Okay. Then.
It was like this. It was like this big. It wasn't even that big, but that bitch, like to get it because the,
like
so the hair is so thin. The hair is so thin.
Is there like a science to why women can handle more pain?
I don't
Yeah.
We What's just both says bitches.
They trifling.
No. What's up with you, bro? I'm a little concerned.
God already knew he was going to make y'all trifling, so he made y'all withstand a little more.
You know what it
is? Oh, no. Maybe because we're trifling, so they have to withstand.
Oh, more. Here you go. Yeah. You're pandering. You're a panda bear.
You know what it is? It's, he gave y'all physical strength, but he gave us the endurance.
Now,
he
I don't know what it is, but 100%, I feel like.
Like, we're not as strong as y'all, but we can take
I'm sure there's a woman
y'all.
Stronger than me.
I'm sure.
But I could get stronger.
But
than
like
her.
Us as a whole, you know, women as a whole compared to men as a whole, y'all are stronger than us.
I'm not a whole. You are.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just tell by the way like we act when we get like a flu.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Not even just that. Like
my mother gets the flu, she's up, she cleans the house and everything. When I'm
you ain't never seen me sick. When bitch, I don't get sick.
Yeah. When I get the flu, after I know that it's done, I still need 2 more days to make sure that I'm okay.
Yeah, last time I had a cold, they had to put IV in me.
Who's IV?
Who had to put IV on you?
The IV I had in me when they came to the house and pumped me with fluids because.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? This motherfucker is delusional.
You don't remember nothing about me.
No, ain't nobody coming to the house and do that shit
you
to
know
you.
Me, I got fucking dyslexia, dementia. I didn't even remember what I had.
You fucking asshole.
Don't say it like that. That shit running your family. They gonna get that shit.
That shit running me.
Motherfucker already forget that shit.
My fucking memory is awful.
He probably got the
bro.
Memory cards. He don't know what he did with them.
I definitely
they
don't have
his
the memory
shit
cards.
Out. They took his shit out.
He got them shit.
My shit says missing.
Yeah. He got them just in his, under his fingernails.
That's
funny. I don't know. I feel like the memory cards are so small.
He got,
he got
shit.
Them shits under his tongue. He was trying to...
Yo, so what did y'all do in the past 2 weeks?
Who?
Yo, you keep interrupting our lives to do this 2 week shit.
Live together.
It's getting me tight.
What was coming after them two? What was coming after them
last? I felt like I had a story.
What story?
I don't give a fuck about your story. You know how long it took me to get my shit off?
Yo, IV is 5, right?
IV? I don't know who she is. Stop trying to get me caught up.
No. IV is 4.
4?
V5 is 6.
V5?
V is 5.
Yeah, IV is 4.
So V5 is 6?
V5.
VI
is
6. V is
5.
Yeah. V1 is 6. V2 all the way up to 8.
And well, you know so much about Roman numerals.
10 is 8.
I took Latin when I was
shout out my guy Roman from high school. He told me mad shit about them.
No, he didn't.
I took Latin in 6th grade.
The fuck they got to do with Romans? Yeah, I took Latin.
Pig Latin or regular Latin?
Latin.
You would have made a lot of money if you knew pig Latin.
What's the difference?
Uchiha.
That's a different language.
What are you doing?
It's pig Latin.
I never passed out before. God forbid.
You'll know when it's going to happen, I feel like.
It gets dizzy?
Like you
now,
just,
I mean, you clearly had a whole pep talk in before you passed
it
out.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why it was like, it was such like a vivid experience that the second it started happening again, I was like, I know where this is going. Either I'm not going to pass out or I'm going to pass out. So I was like, I don't know how to fight
it. That's how life works.
What?
The fuck?
What, though? Yeah.
I knew I was going to pass out because I either was or I wasn't.
I'm talking about in that situation when the room is spinning, it's like, all right, I can either find a way to get it to stop spinning or I'm going to pass out.
Yeah,
it's like a time limit.
I stopped myself from having a seizure.
How do you know that?
Because I felt like I was going to have one and I didn't.
You ever had one?
No.
So how do you know that you felt like you were going to have one?
Because my body on this side was going like this. Like it felt like it was shaking.
Yeah, but that could be like stress and stuff.
This motherfucker.
Fatigue, lack of sleep.
Yeah, fucking.
You guys don't
many
believe
many different things. Your muscle, like a little spasm of your muscle.
That could have been it, but the power of the mind, I stopped it.
Okay.
Because you know why? How I know it was? Because I think our minds are so smart that it told me, yo, bro. Catching a seizure.
But that's what mine told me. It didn't tell me the solution, though. It was like, yo, bro, you about to pass out.
And I fumbled it.
You fumbled it or you?
No, I fumbled it.
What did you?
I didn't catch a seizure. I fumbled it.
Oh.
Okay.
You caught it and dropped it?
Okay. Yeah. You know, y'all were talking about sneakers. Y'all talking about fumbling and using these terms in ways that I just don't understand.
So let's talk about something you want to talk about.
What did you do in the last 2 weeks that you told me?
Nothing.
That she wants to tell us so
I
bad.
I did a lot of things. I went to a women empowerment event.
Boo.
And Y'all mad wack.
Sorry.
Who's y'all? He cheered you on.
Yo, you was the one that started him up with it.
He cheered you up.
He said boo. I thought he said boo.
No, he I said woo.
That was not sound he like a
said,
woo.
He said boo, and it washed my mouth, so it sounded like we both were boo.
Yeah, that's what I thought y'all was doing. But we did this thing where you pick up.
I get that in a fortune cookie. That's whack, boo.
Where you go and you pick up. I actually got the same one that I got
pick
that
up
day.
Your order and you get one
pick
of those.
One.
Okay.
Oh. I love being a woman.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't know.
It said, what would you like to be known / remembered for? This is my question.
Okay.
And I would like to be known and remembered for the light that I bring, the energy that I emulate, and how many people I inspired.
You see, like...
I want to be known for, like...
I want to be known for my
see,
impact.
See, when you started talking, I just started... zoning you out. Like, what the fuck is you saying over there? We need some, like, cool questions. Like, yo, if you had a choice to how to die, what would it be? My shit would
check
be
what the fuck you
that
get.
I went skydiving and a helicopter flew under me and I got...
You would like to go tragically?
Coolly.
That's not coolly. That's tragically, bro. Motherfuckers can't even get your body.
What is the kindest act you ever done? Probably acted like I loved you.
What's up with you?
Sorry.
This motherfucker said we gonna do something calm.
I ain't asked once.
His jokes are
you
just
ain't asked one? No, yeah. Wait. Hold on, real quick. My fault. Love Women's Month. Everything about it is almost over. And I'm sad.
Darn it. I wish they doubled up.
It's sad. I like this. I love you with all my heart.
Thank
I was
you.
Just I got so caught into the podcast version of me that it started to become real for me.
I see.
But it's not real.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I was just like,
it's not real.
Bro.
You know, I'm
These
sorry
jokes
you
are hurting me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry you passed out. There's nothing bitch about that. That's the manliest shit you probably done. Because being able to pass out in front of your grandmother is manly as fuck.
I'm in tune.
Like,
and when I woke up, I gave her a hug and I was like, don't worry about me. Worry about you.
Man, she gotta worry
about
you.
Yo, what if
you
would have woke up and she would have been like, sada.
Yo, imagine I would have woke up and they were like burying me or some shit. The dirt hitting my face
woke
me
up. And they thought and they killed him and they was burying you. That's so funny.
That is funny.
What is the kindest thing you have ever done? I'm going to pick another one, okay?
Okay.
I feel like I've done so many kind shit that it's hard to choose from.
I think you can't figure one out.
You don't think I'm kind? You think I'm kind, right?
Kindish?
Yeah.
I kind of think
you do
kind
things. No, you do kind things.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, think about this. If there's a lady selling water or a man selling water, I buy the water and it's a 20, I give them the whole 20.
That's pretty nice.
Those are the kind things
you I usually pay for it and then be like, hey, hold it. I don't want
if I have a $100 bill, here you go.
Yeah.
I donate.
What else did I do in my 2 weeks?
I do like mad kinds. Wait, you tell me to rate this. If you could pick up a new skill in an instant, what would it be? To fly.
Yeah.
That's not a real skill, though.
It didn't say real skill. It said pick a skill. I picked that one.
To teleport.
Is it a skill, though?
Look how fast he folded.
Am I real quick?
If it was a skill, bilingual.
To be able to, like, have multiple languages?
Yeah, but bi is two, so you mean, like, all of them.
I just want to learn one. I only know one.
That'd be fire to learn all of them, though.
I want to learn one that I don't
understand.
It
said pick
up
a new skill. I feel like each language is a new skill.
I want to know how to, like...
I'm going to pick one for you.
Drive a plane. Like a little plane.
Don't drive a plane, dumbass.
Fly a plane.
You never go learn
well,
that.
I feel like,
drive
yeah,
a plane.
I don't feel like you're
you ain't never
going to
learn that shit.
Flying a plane.
You're going to be more that like, skateboarding.
I'm you're
going to be more conductor vibe.
You could do the LIRR.
Yeah. Because you're a liar.
Take the tickets. I like that.
What are the top 3 items on your bucket list? That's for you.
A bucket hat.
A sand bucket.
All right, could we come back to me for the other two?
No, what's really on your
you
bucket
don't
list?
Like items, like something you really
oh,
want.
Oh, that I want?
Do?
Like a personal item or
no,
something I want to do?
Says.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Your items, I gotta think. I don't
okay,
you know
okay,
what
okay.
items you want.
So like if you wanted a pair of shoes or a bag.
Yeah.
Or something.
Before I die, I don't care about that.
It doesn't
stuff.
Before say I before die. You die.
It's a bucket list. It's stuff you want to cross off before you die.
You telling me you wouldn't want like a G-Wagon before you die?
Maybe like a.
You know, it's not that hard. We talk about it every time we want $1 billion in the lottery. What are you talking about right now?
I want that Lamborghini yacht that Conor McGregor got. I think that's the flyest thing on earth.
This shit on the back should be like, yo, at least on the back should say, be realistic. Motherfucker said a Lamborghini.
Now my shit is.
A G-Wagon? That's realistic. A G-Wagon? Realistic. A Lamborghini yacht?
Before I die, though, I want to dream bigger than you. Don't be mad because I dream bigger than you before I die. All
right. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to argue with this fuckhead.
For fun?
What else would I do if I don't get paid for it?
So I could school you. I'm like your. I'm like, you know, like those people that they play their masters all the time and they can't wait to beat them.
Yeah.
That's what he's waiting for the day he wins.
Sensei. One argument.
Like Karate Kid.
I'm your sensei.
Yo. Oh my God. You want to know, son? I went to a dinner to celebrate a friend's birthday and she had a whole shout out Dominique. Happy birthday. Shout out to the Aries.
Shout out
they out here killing the birthday experience. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
Yeah, that's true.
They're killing
back to
it. Back to back, right? So my friend has a presentation, a private walkthrough on the edge. And then you have dinner on the edge in the city.
That's on this day.
I see clearly. And so I'm sitting there and I'm talking about the map and like, oh, Queens is this way. And I was like, oh my God, you could see JFK. Like, that's JFK over there.
Yeah, I seen her.
But wait. There's a reason for, let me tell you something.
I know. So I seen her story of her posting mad buildings. And I was like, go look again. I'm flicking the lights.
See if you see me.
I could.
From Manhattan to Queens.
No, you could see that far. The only reason.
Yeah, but I don't think you could have shown me flicking.
I could have seen
not
me
with
flicking.
The clarity to.
Damn,
oh,
bro.
Oh, yeah, you think you could be a pilot.
It's a little turbulence.
Nah,
going on.
You could see, if I could see JFK, I would be able to see the light in our apartment. The only reason we can't see it is because of that park. It's because after everything,
oh,
after
like, that's
Forest
what, that's
Park.
That's what we were saying. Eventually, at some point, there's going to be a building in the way.
And
it.
The park is
yeah.
in my way.
Trees or
so anyways, I'm informing everyone about the way it is. And one of Dominique's friends, he's like, oh, that's uptown that way. I said, that's not uptown. He's like, yeah, uptown's here. Downtown's right here. Yes, there's other men there, dumbass.
So why wasn't I there?
Because you wanted to be a bitch.
Act. Continue.
Anyway, so I tell him, I'm like, nah, bro, Queens is that way. And then he realizes, he's like, oh, you right. What? Someone told me I was right.
Oh, I thought he started wilding.
Nah.
I was like, why did he do that?
But my friend Dominique was like, wait, you said she was right? I was like, yeah, it's what I do out here. And then they asked me if it'd be like that with you. And I'm like, Chico's the only person that actually, he'd be right. He's the only person I can't get to say I was right.
What do you mean I'm the only person? That was one person, and this is why you're this excited, that said you was right. Probably nobody other else on the planet universe, Melanie being right.
Melanie's always right.
So then why you can't get me to admit you was right?
Exactly. No, but I had a walk homeboy through. Like, I had a...
Me being wrong is so tough.
There was only one time I had, like...
We told the story.
Remembered having Chicla, like, oh, you right? And I literally had to walk him through. Like, you have to walk him through.
We don't got to talk about... You don't have to bring up my trauma.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is supposed to be... This is your character flaws.
This motherfucker said my trauma. You're triggering me right now. Yeah. Oh, I forgot one thing that I learned in the past 2 weeks.
We learned it.
Hold on.
Wait. It's a lesson
Nah,
time.
This is. As much as I was right in that moment, this was a moment where I was wrong. I've been using manipulating wrong.
Cheers. Clap.
No.
Because this part is supposed to be very lovely, yeah. Right? And when I knew she was going to bring this up, I'm like, this is where it all goes downhill. Not in a bad way.
So we had a whole therapy session. an actual therapy session. And I say, like, yo, that's manipulating or something that he says. And my therapist is like, yeah, I don't think you're using manipulation wrong. And I mean, right. And I said, okay.
If anybody knows.
Is a therapist.
Yeah.
That's what happened, but you know, the story's a little funky. I can say exactly what I said. Now, imagine I have that ass though.
Nah, because you know what I realized? So this is what I consider manipulation. If you take a narrative, if I do something, right? And you turn what I did into something else to benefit how you feel, I'm saying you're manipulating.
Mm-mm.
I see.
That's an opportunist.
Mm. No.
But I feel like that's a manipulator because you're manipulating.
An opportunist doesn't do anything to the situation but take advantage once the situation is set. So the manipulator would be the one trying to make the situation a certain way for their benefit.
See, I have trouble, though, listening to the way Melanie explains what she thinks is manipulating. When she called me manipulator, that was not what happened. That's why when she's been saying what her version of it, I'll be like, but that wasn't what was happening at that moment. So I was super shocked, too, because I was complaining on that therapist shit. I was like, yo, I just feel like, I'm not even human. Everything I say is manipulation. Everything I do is narcissism and or childhood trauma. That's what I was complaining. So then when it finally came up with, I'll go to speak, and she goes, Melanie goes, you're manipulating. And she was like, that's not manipulation. And Melanie was like, that's not manipulating? She goes, no. He's just saying how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she responded. And I was like, yeah, I'm just saying how I feel.
Yo, I hate when that.
But
we always say
that on the pod, that we always use these like key words, and society is just giving them almost different meanings to where it's kind of blurred and we don't even know. I remember in your house, we had a whole argument over if it's better to be a narcissist or humble.
Neither.
People in society are now like, yo, you should be a narcissist. Don't be humble. Humble's bad.
Yeah, I agree.
It's because they changed the kind of what humble is supposed to be.
I don't agree with being humble, and I don't agree with narcissism. But that's where, like, it goes to show how we've been using wrongs because the words wrong because the way we perceive things, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I was telling Melanie, I'm going to just use her for example, even though I have instance too. But since we're talking about her, let's just keep it on her.
Mm-hmm. No, you can talk about yourself, bitch.
I view Melanie as a manipulator. But the therapist told me I was wrong for the way I used it, right? Imagine how many incidents I hated Melanie because she was manipulating me. So now I have this, because manipulating is bad. So now I have this version of her in my head that she's
constantly manipulating.
Constantly manipulating. She's such a manipulator. And that was never true. So imagine how many things I've ruined and times I've ruined and moments I've ruined and moving forward and stuff because I had this
perception of me?
Of you in my head.
You thought something was going on, but...
And it was wrong.
Yeah.
Right? And I use that as an example, but I've had those moments too with... My version of manipulation was... and I used it on myself. I didn't want to do things the way Melanie wanted me to do it because if I thought I did it the way she wanted me to do it, I was being a manipulator.
Yeah, you told me that on the phone. I still don't understand what that means. But he elaborated it, and I was like, damn, you were, like, really deep into both of you guys of who's manipulating who when it was nobody manipulating.
Well, no, I was
anybody.
Talking about me manipulating. I never thought she was a manipulator at that moment. I do think she's a manipulator. But
I'll be manipulating.
And I use
it. I'm a manipulator, I think if I'm described as a manipulator, it would be in the same sense in the wrong definition.
No, in the right definition.
No, in the wrong definition.
It depends on what the definition is.
The definition of a manipulator is...
No, I mean like in terms of what why he was calling you that.
I don't know, because I don't manipulate. I gaslight sometimes.
See, sure. I don't know, because I got to go find out what gaslight actually... Ask the therapist. What does gaslight even mean?
Yeah, I'm going to go... No, my next session, I'm going to go through
just
all
go
the
through
definitions.
The words, yeah.
And be like, so that I could better...
Like, these are the
so
words that me and my
attack.
Friends are throwing around on each other.
Bro, but it's so bad because even in the comments when you read stuff about Melanie or it's mostly me. Me.
Melanie or Kaba.
Oh, wait, yeah. Fuck y'all bitches. Because y'all was over here agreeing with this shit and y'all was wrong. So that's my point, though. Like,
oh, everybody that was standing. But we knew that.
Sorry, Melania. but that's my point. Is like, I dead started to feel crazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, how am I? I'm just saying what I felt at that moment. Like, not even with the extra shit that, you know, we witnessed on the ship. That was me out of frustration reacts the way I react, right? Because I'm like, how is this wrong too? Right?
Yeah, because so, you feel like, all right, maybe I'm saying it. It's coming across differently.
So I just started to feel nuts. And then to realize, like, oh, okay, I wasn't doing that. No, you're not any of these things.
No, that's not what she said.
Yeah.
That's not what
in my head, that's what she said.
That's not what she said. Right? You see what he's trying to do?
I stopped.
Oh, yeah, but the therapist told me I'm not a manipulator.
She said, you got the definition said, wrong, so I don't be manipulating.
Yeah, she said that one time.
Because I do see where, I mean, yeah, she be calling me a narcissist.
Trying to see. What do you think? Am I that?
But I do think, like, yo, if you haven't looked up manipulators and narcissism, it's like.
Brothers.
Awful.
Oh, I threw him out. Yeah. They're both.
No, I mean, yeah, like, yeah. They're like awful. Like, if you.
I need to see
what a narcissist
is. You gotta remember back in the day.
But think about it. Wait. Tell me. Well, my fault. But it's for you to speak, though. Mm. Tell me your definition of those two words. I forgot what you said. Oh, they're personality disorders.
Yeah. I was telling him, he was like, all these words, he was like, they're such bad words. And I was like, yeah, because if you think about it, back in the day, the vocabulary and the extensive dictionary that we have now and everything wasn't a thing. It was less words, and those words were described for personality disorders only. People weren't just going out in public and just calling each other.
Hey, you only thought about yourself.
If you were diagnosed with some of those things, those are personality disorders or personality character traits that were leading to some other mental illness. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, we got a little deep there, but yeah, it's crazy.
No, but
that's why those words have such a bad stigma, and I get we're trying to spin it now. Because we see a lot of people have these traits, but it's not good.
But I think, I do think in terms of like narcissistic, like being narcissistic, I think to be a narcissist, that's a disorder, right?
Yes.
But I do think that when we get angry, when people, like humans get angry.
Those are just the traits.
We have the, exactly. Yeah. See, some of those traits.
But that's how I didn't agree with it, because if I have a cough, it doesn't mean I have a fever, cough is fever.
But you're coughing.
But you can't. Yeah, but that's not a narcissist.
And coughing is a sign of sickness.
Coughing is not a flu.
But you don't necessarily have a flu.
But you don't call it a flu
trait.
But
you can have narcissistic traits and not be a narcissist.
Yeah. See, that makes no sense to me. Because if you look at other stuff, like let's say if we did happiness and everything that y'all saying is narcissistic, okay, it's under happiness. Why do I have to be, like, that doesn't even make sense.
Well, they'll say, like, okay, I'll give you, most serial killers have been diagnosed being sociopaths introverts. I'm an introvert. I'm never going to wind up being a serial killer.
But that's what I'm saying. But nobody calls you a serial killer. That's my point.
No, but I'm saying certain things don't only lead to one pathway, so you wouldn't label that certain behavior as serial killer trait.
Exactly. So you're agreeing with me.
Yeah. Agreeing with
I'm agreeing that you can label you can have a trait of something, but it wouldn't make you that. I could be greedy.
So you think you have a serial killer trait?
No.
Exactly. So you can't have a narcissistic trait but not be that's what I'm saying.
I think you can.
No, you're saying introvert is serial killers they're introverted.
Mm-hmm,
you're introvert, you have a serial killer trait.
Yeah, but I'm not a serial killer.
But you don't have a serial killer trait. You're just an introvert.
No, but I'm saying I wouldn't label it as that. But if you were to label it as that, I would just be like, yeah, I'm not a serial killer. Just like I would say, yeah, but I'm not a narcissist.
That would be that to me is dumb to just be like, yeah, I'm not that. No, why the fuck are you calling me that? That has nothing to do with it.
That's like nowadays is a perfect example. Nowadays, everybody has mood swings.
Yeah.
Where does that stem from? What is that a sign of?
Bipolar.
Exactly. So you're not going to automatically, because this person has a mood swing and be like, oh, they're schizo or they're, have bipolar disorder. You can't automatically assume that. But hey, the way that they do have mood swings, it is like a bipolar trait, mm-hmm. but you can't really give them that. You don't have we don't have the power to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what I'm saying is the narcissistic trait is what? You care about your...
But like, that's when the definition is screwed.
I'm saying, like, in the world we live in, right? If I am arguing for me in an argument, You're narcissistic. And that's where manipulation and narcissism, I think, came from with all these conversations that I was arguing for me. And since I didn't see where you was coming from, which I think in some conversations, I'm not there yet to see where you're coming from because I'm the one coming from somewhere. Why do I have to view your half at this moment while I'm talking? Mm-hmm. Get me if I'm the one that brings the disruption. You know, that goes, hey, this is the problem I have.
Yeah, I presented the issue.
Let me speak and get me first before I have to sit here and get you. Vice versa, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think when people say manipulation, because that's the way she uses it, and narcissistic is actually the same definition with the way you use it, correct?
What?
Like, what's the difference between narcissism and manipulator to you?
Narcissism and a manipulator? What's the difference?
To you.
To me? So the difference to me between narcissism and manipulator... narcissism manipulates, but a manipulator isn't necessarily a narcissist.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the difference?
So like a narcissist in his repertoire of shit, he can manipulate.
Okay, I understand. That's not what I asked.
But not all manipulators. No compassion. Not all manipulators are narcissistic, right? Mm-hmm.
When I see no compassion from somebody, I will label you as a narcissist.
Yeah, it's hard for me even to give a definition for it in my own words because, like, I could give
you
examples.
But then again, I could be wrong. I think you are wrong.
I could give you examples of it, but it's like,
I don't like. You know why I have a hard time dealing with it? One, because it gets used a lot with me, right?
So I have a hard time. I feel like it's also not a pinpoint thing; it's a behavior thing. So it could be multiple things,
right? No,
but
it is.
I think it's not right.
But that's what she means by traits. If you have no compassion, oh shit, that's narcissism, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't meet all the checks, but you have one trait. Yeah, but that also one trait is also for confidence. Oh no, but it's this one. That's where I have the issue with, and that's why I'm bringing it up. Like, when you being a good person, I don't point out you being a good person, but let you act up, and you're a narcissist. Okay, but then what if I go, but I did this, and this, what, narcissism, narcissists don't do this? Oh, yeah, but you have the traits. You did the one thing that they do, so you're now labeled as one. I don't know.
Like, no, but I mean, I'm not supposed to be, you're not really supposed to be labeling.
No, but that was my biggest thing is, that's why I said back in the day, those were only terms used by doctors to diagnose people.
Yeah, my therapist.
And now we just, you know, that's just who we are.
My therapist gave me this exercise. And like.
You haven't been using it.
What's it for your memory? I could use that shit.
No. The exercise was when you're in an argument or like you're talking to somebody, only state I statements.
From only speak from your point of view?
Only speak from what you feel. I feel.
Okay.
Only speak from that. When you're saying like, oh, you did this, you already lost.
So.
You already lost. And then I feel like I communicate pretty well, right? But then she gave me that assignment and I realized like, oh shit, Melanie, you're actually attacking more than I thought I was. I want to give y'all that homework. When y'all feel something, only say, I feel. If you have a problem with someone doing something, only say, I feel. Do not attack them. Don't be like, oh, you did this, and that made me feel like this. No. I've been feeling overwhelmed recently. Just wanted to express that.
No, I agree with that 100%. I feel like this is how I be feeling sometimes. I feel like we learn lessons at different points in our life. And when you don't learn it, it gets brought up later in a different way and presented in a different way. Because I do feel like all three of us have learned that lesson already. Mm-hmm. Would you say you have learned that?
You know I'm technical, so when you say learned and I didn't learn it, then I'll say no.
Oh, like we,
but I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
I love
because I didn't
say.
Learn it either because I haven't like conquered it or whatever. But I'm aware of it.
I wasn't too aware of the second part. Like I was about to already disagree with her. Said like, I feel overwhelmed, and you can't say because you did this, right? Like that's tough, and that's real tough. Is I feel overwhelmed with this situation. It's not something you did. It's you're explaining what happened, I guess. By the way, can we hold on to this conversation? I want to go real quick. My little jump I just did about the words and shit like that, that's not just for me. Like, it ruins me to think that's manipulating when it's not. You know, like, you now have this anger and shit towards people, and it's not even real the whole time. So you, me and myself put perceptions and stuff on people, and I'm ruining myself the whole time because it wasn't even right.
That goes into what she was saying with that you literally just said, that I was asking if he had learned it where you can, you literally only should speak for yourself, like your own point of view.
I love speaking for myself.
And the way that I got to what I said before about, like, we've learned it before is because the first thing that popped in my head when she said that is, I know this, but I never heard it like this. And I know this from, you had went to some thing in the past and you had told me about people create stories. And it was like, all right, that's where I see. Okay, we create these stories in our head and every type of scenario that we think of, just playing different outcomes and really don't even have all the information, which is why you can only speak from your point of view.
Yeah, but the reason for that I shit is so you guys could attack the problem and not each other. So that's the reason for I was overwhelmed with this
focus on,
situation and not attacking you. We're attacking the situation, the problem. You know, you never say you because then you're attacking the person. Because, you know, what if, you know what you say with stories? What if that never in my head was my intention?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even do that in my head. You know, but you saw, oh, you pushed me. No, I actually tripped.
Yeah.
And fell into you. But, no, oh, what the fuck you pushing me for? Da-da-da, you a dumbass. You know, rather than, wait, I feel like you pushed me. No, actually, I tripped. You know what I'm saying? That's what the point of that was, but
I think it also made me aware of,
I'm blaming you, dude. Not you. I'm saying
No, yeah. That's exactly what I'm about to say. That was how, like, I would say something, particularly to Chiclet, and I'll be confused on his reaction on why he's getting attacked. Like, why are you fucking getting defensive? I ain't say nothing wrong other than what I'm feeling and what is happening to me. This isn't for you to feel attacked. And then I realized when I got the exercise, I'm like, oh, bitch, you really are attacking more often than you think you are. Because it's your truth.
Yeah, we do. Because our thing is, I'm going to tell you how I feel, but I'm also going to tell you why I feel like that.
Yeah,
and
what
why
you
I
did,
feel like it is because of what you did. So we automatically throw it in.
Mine is worse.
Yeah, but you know, because you
a narcissist.
I don't know if you are anymore.
No, I got it. My therapist said no name calling, Melanie.
Because mine is worse than that. Mine, I would not attack the problem, and I won't attack. I just attack the person's intelligence.
Yeah, he do that one.
Like, yo, what time is it? Oh, I have to tell you again? Didn't I not just tell you 5 minutes ago? It's 5 minutes after the time I just said it was.
Tell me the fucking time, bro.
That's what I do.
Tell me the time.
Oh, how do you feel? I feel the same way I felt 3 minutes ago. Like, I'm more of that person.
I,
like,
do that also. And the only shit that I realize now is, because I'm also a logical, mathematical person in my head. So if I say some, hold
Doctor,
on.
Doctor, what's his name? Strange.
So if I get to the point that, like, he's saying, I would just go back and right away just be like, would it have taken me more syllables, less syllables to say 1042 than me saying, why can't you just go over and look at the microwave?
Yeah.
It's like it's passive aggressive.
Because then I'd be like, yo, I even compromised on myself.
We're not leaving the labeling up to you.
Come on, that one's accurate.
No.
I need to stop.
But that's what I was going to say. Mine is not passive aggressive. Mine is aggressive. It's not passive aggressive. Mine is aggressive. Because I start saying,
you're right.
Couldn't you just look at the fucking time yourself?
So I found.
Throws the microwave at
fucked
them.
Up. I got a long way to go. So I've now come to like an agreement with myself. I will tell you what time it is with an attitude. So when you be like, oh, what is. It's fucking 10:42, bro. Stop asking.
Why I got an attitude?
Because when I'm over here thinking about how I'm gonna take over the world, stop asking me stupid shit.
Yeah, how much time? Then when you bring up time, it's like, wait, you're right. You're it's 10:42. I got less time than when I started thinking about this shit.
You're supposed to.
It's already 10:42. That's when you start noticing shit. It was just 6.
That's fact. Now I'm heated.
Yo.
You supposed to take over the world and you spazzing about the time, bro? Shit.
Yeah, when I take over, that shit not gonna matter. You over here worrying about shit that don't matter.
Yeah, what time. I'm saying is, it's not gonna be easy to take over the world. You over here is pressing about the fucking time.
Who are you to judge?
Time Jesus. Is a human made construct. Man.
Time. Time. Yeah. ¿Cuánto tiempo es? And. Because since we're learning and we're talking about this is all in the past 2 weeks, mm-hmm. right? I told you over the phone my little selfish, stupid shit that I learned about me.
Which was?
That I wanted Melaine to come out with me, but we was mad at each other, so I didn't tell her to come out with me, so I left anyways.
Oh, yeah.
And then my boy was like, yo, you got to be selfish sometimes. I was like, what the fuck is me saying come out with me selfish? He said, because that's what you want.
Yeah.
So just say it. And I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. Wait, I want to spend time. I should have asked her out since I've been complaining that we don't spend time. It would have cured me.
We should have sent that shit in through Pillow Talk.
Well, yeah.
Nah, I have a fear of rejection.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I stop myself from doing so much stuff and then I get mad. You know, I actually, if you guys tune in, he recorded me talking about my stubbornness. And I say, and I explained it in there about how, like, my fear of rejection is. But we're curing that.
One traumas. Day at a time.
I got fear of abandonment. I got abandonment issues. I realized that.
Oh, and you don't like Band-Aids?
Yeah.
Abandonment.
Yeah, I got abandonment issues.
I wonder what mine's is. I don't know what mine's bro, is. Just,
yo,
I know.
You're the real narcissist.
Crazy, bro. I'm over here about to cry, about to open up.
Yeah, no compassion.
We was all sharing.
I told my story. I was going to share mine now.
I didn't.
Well, I know you don't know. You're a narcissist.
Hey, not a narcissist. Nah, I got some tendencies.
My shit stems from when I was a kid.
Yeah, some tendencies.
Wait, he's still going.
My bad. I was throwing in details while y'all talk. If you guys slowly rewind this and listen back, you can hear more details.
You would have heard it.
You'll hear more details about my drama.
Oh, shit. And then they're going to be like, look at them laughing at their pain and ignoring it. Why are they just covering it up with laughs? Well, I am.
I think that's
I'm aware of it now.
I think all New Yorkers do that, though. Like, seeing how many videos were made with the cereal snuffer. is something else. Yeah. Like, I was dead ass walking. Scared as shit that someone was gonna fucking pop me mad fucking random and I was gonna have to square up and chase somebody down the street.
It's only
to get my
Caucasian
hit back.
Women, I think.
Nah, that shit didn't matter. There was some girls that looked like me.
I don't know. Oh,
yeah, you look Caucasian.
I don't want.
Exactly.
Little
so it
Jewish
wasn't
girl. apparently the guy they've identified. I don't know if it was only him that kept doing that or if it was multiple people. They identified him. I'm gonna get back to you. Because now it's slipping my mind. But he's somebody famous as, like, grandson or
that's what I saw.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to find
know,
out.
Man.
But
let's see.
We should leave less stuff off the internet, right? Because you think if the first girl that posted it, she got, like, 40 million views.
Yeah. And now everybody else is just like, babe, just punch me and act like we got
no,
here.
But I'm
nah,
saying, like,
crazy.
It might have riled up. We was gonna do that.
No.
It might have.
You try to say, nah, that's crazy. You had an idea for it.
Like, what if you riled up other people to be like, yo, there's somebody out there snuffing people I've been wanting to do this my whole life? Just,
no, but I feel like that's always been a thing, right? Like, every like 5 years, this shit comes back for like a month, right? Like, remember the knockout game that they were hitting like old people? You don't remember that?
That's not funny.
No, yeah, they killed an old man by playing the knockout game. They were running up to him and not him repeatedly, but. They would go up to old people. This is in the tri-state area. And it was young kids that would just hit them one shot. You only get one swing and try to knock the person out. And that's what they were doing to civilians.
Probably
like 5 to 10 years ago, somewhere around there. Yeah. And once somebody had died and they had arrested the person because he hit the concrete, they arrested the kid and the game died out. But I feel like this is like that all over again.
I don't know.
If it's true, because who even knows? I mean, I'm sure some of it is true. But there was people coming out like, I got punched too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's always people that try to go for the clout. I seen one video of the girl. She had a cookie. She was
the one with 40 million views.
Yeah, she was on her way to like a brunch or something. She got there with the girl. She had the cookie.
Crazy.
She brought the dessert.
Now she famous.
I would have definitely, bro, someone stepped on the, you know, the gates on the floor right next to me.
Above the train.
Oh.
Like
okay.
for the businesses that they have the cellar.
Oh, mm-hmm. Never mind.
The gates for the
yeah,
cellars.
Yeah, go down to the basement.
Someone stepped on it right next to me.
I fell down one of those.
That impact of that sound, I was like. thought I was going to get
you
caught.
You subliminally promoted your shit twice today. Impact of the sound. And then when we read the
three times, because you just said promoted what?
Yeah, it got me right. And then when you were talking about the future stuff, what do you want people to know you as? You was like, my impact.
Oh, wow.
Yo, speaking of future's impact, you seen what beef he got going on?
Oh my god, I'm not gonna lie.
So I gotta ask you.
I'm waiting for J. Cole to drop his.
That's a fact.
But Kendrick, I think Kendrick did a 10 out of 10 job on his verse.
What's a 10 to you?
Oh,
I mean,
He said.
I mean,
you ain't no diva. He just said that.
Well, that was Beyonce, no?
Yeah.
He did his version.
God, what are you gonna ask me?
Sorry. So they're saying that this all happened because, you know, there was a woman of the night,
Diana,
Princess Diana. She worked at a strip club, and you know that apparently both of them were sleeping with her, and that's what this beef is about. Future and Drake.
If we would have been beefing over a woman sleeping with the same woman, me and you would have been beefing over Melania a long time ago.
First of all,
the fact that Lilia denied it made my joke even worse. And now I'm here wondering.
Wondering what? First of all.
That was in the past.
Yo, what y'all?
Listen. First of all, I can't remember what I was going to say.
Because you was thinking about the past.
If.
And we talk about the future.
Is there any scenario where, and you could plug in any friend or even a fake friend, where a woman comes in between both of y'all, the money, you're not in this scenario. Like, he never met you, sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to switch it up for you after. But where you're at the top of the world or the top of the food chain and you're career-wise, and you're going to let something like this kind of deteriorate?
I mean, the only way I would is if it was somebody that I was with, like Melanie.
Yes. It would have to be like a committed, somebody who's committed to
both of them is out of here, right? They still alive, though. But I could see it coming between us if my mans is the one sending the shots first and stuff like that.
Like if he's...
like if he's bitching over a bitch and he's going on the internet, da-da-da-da, and we're these two moguls, nah, I gotta fight back. I don't even know.
I don't know because now people are doing, you know, they're doing their due diligence and going back
and old, that old.
So they're finding old Drake subs to Future and the song What Will Pluto Do.
Yeah, but What Will Pluto to me, I get it now. Like now it makes more sense. But it sounded like Future, you fuck mad bitches and we've done this before. What would you do? You would fuck her. I did it.
That's why he's the king of subliminals because he says, what will Future do? He fucked the hoe, so I did it. So. If he's talking in reference to that Princess Diana girl, he's saying, like, yeah, it was nothing. He did it, so I did it. Apparently, Future might have feelings for her, or because he ain't take that well. Kendrick, man, I've been trying to.
I can spit my balls again for him.
I've been
right
trying
now.
To get his attention on IG. Yo, let me talk to you real quick.
I got more for him, too.
You got to save it for the vid.
Yeah, I got more for him, but I'll probably come up with a throwaway right now just to send. Shots at him, you know, maybe he watches the pod.
He better tune in.
Sorry, no, yeah, maybe he does.
You on Team Kendrick?
No, I'm Team J. Cole.
Okay.
Team Chiclet. Team Chiclet. Yeah. But I'm not biased, though. I will say when a verse is fire, and I was like, all right, that's good.
No, I'm ready for all three of them to start dropping shit.
See, I think, and this is for real, though. This is a real take. This is not being a dick rider.
Yeah.
Even though Drake, hey.
It's ruined your whole opinion. That's about to happen.
Kendrick, to me, holds more, shock value than
Drake?
No, than, like, he got a good flow. He got a good voice. Mm-hmm. But it's the shock value to me that makes people go, oh, my God. Like,
well, I think the shock value is because he drops music once every 5 years.
No, but the shock value is that he mentions that he actually said, hey, first person shooter. So, oh, yeah, he's definitely talking about Drake. Oh, my God. But this shit was, to me.
I mean,
to me.
Listen.
I think you're a little biased.
I think the flow and everything was hard. I think the beat is fire as fuck.
Me too.
I think that beat is going to be
so. With all these nods, leave you in the pet cemetery. What the fuck is a pet cemetery?
It's a movie.
Good to know.
So what, he's going to leave him in a movie?
He's going to bury your pets.
Got to K with all these dogs. Did you hear my dog bars? You're not used to having those, but you're used to having these. That's a dog bar. My your dog's bark, my mom bark different. That was crazy.
I'm with you.
Okay with all these nines?
I feel like this was a good beef starter. But if this is where it's going to stay, then I don't want no parts of it. And if Drake, I'm not going to hold you. If Drake going to come back and do the subliminal bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I'm out of there with two.
I don't want him. I'm cool. Just if give me the cold verse.
J. Cole got a response. To me, I'm not even waiting for a Drake response. I'm waiting for a J. Cole response.
Right? Yeah, I think everybody
But
is.
I could keep responding. Yo, keep mentioning dogs. I'm the American bully because I'm going to go monster like silly.
Monsters, ain't
crazy. That was fire.
I just can't stop.
That was fire. That was crazy. That one almost went over my head and everything.
Yeah?
I was like, well, he's...
I had to dig in the child crates for that one.
Crazy.
I'm a... Hit you in the eye like Mike. You a joke to me like psych.
So, but now add those and put some flow into it.
There ain't no flow over here because I got bars. I ain't hear that. Uh-oh. The fuck is that, bro? He sounded like a fucking seagull.
He called everybody bum.
Where'd you hear bum at?
What are you talking about?
He says bum?
Yes. He says bum back to back. You know he starts calling them bum.
I don't hear that word because... Drake, a bum? Never. J. Cole, a bum? Never.
That's what's crazy.
Because they chill on the beach so much and you don't?
I still feel like even though that, like he took shots at both of them, I feel like he was only talking about Drake and was like, Cole, I got to give you a bar or two because you did that song with him.
No, but I could get why he felt the way. Like, if you think about the Spider-Man meme, it's more than one.
What?
The Spider-Man meme?
Yeah. What about
it? There's more than one Spider-Man in that meme, right? Or is it just two?
I think it's three.
Yeah, so he goes to Spider-Man meme.
Is me and
me
Drake.
Looking at Drake. Like, he's just, we're the best to do it. Like,
yeah, but right, I get that. But literally right before that, he was talking about who's the top three. Is it
But he said out of all of Drake them, I feel like Muhammad Ali. So that means, we're top three, but I'm the best one.
Everybody in the world just now figuring out in 2024 that Cole has been the best lyrical rapper out of them three since they all came out.
Yeah, but that's his fault.
I love J. Cole's fault.
No, 100% that it is his fault. But I'm saying people are just like, oh, yeah, he just now got to this level. Cole's been there for a while.
Yeah.
He's just now giving out a lot more music in closer bunches.
Nah, with pen. He's putting his pen to work.
He do.
A lot of times he give us his soul shit. And
my boy shit worked.
We were talking about it in the crib yesterday, and I had a few takes that Cheeks was like, yo, that shit was crazy. That shit was crazy.
Takes?
Yeah, some takes. So this is my take, right? I feel like...
She said Kendrick Lamar...
No. I said J. Cole is more versatile than Kendrick.
Which is crazy.
Wait, Kendrick Lamar is more
versatile
than
who?
J. Cole is more versatile than Kendrick.
Yeah.
Like, I think Kendrick has the same voice.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do this and I'll do this and you know where we going?
I'm with you.
And
Courage
then,
of Kylie dog shit.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I mean, I can understand if J. Cole's more, but it's not that far off. J. Cole,
no, it's not that far off. They're both great, phenomenal. I think they're both the best two current storytellers when they want to tell stories.
Versatile as fuck.
In terms of just wordplay and all that, I think them two bar for bar, yeah.
But listen to her next take.
My next one was...
I loved it, by the way.
That Kendrick Lamar reminds me of Childish Gambino.
Kendrick Lamar...
reminds me of the way he raps. The way he raps, his musicality and stuff gives me Childish Gambino.
His versatility.
Let me just think outside the box.
Huh?
Like, let me just think outside the box kind of thing, and whatever just comes out happens.
It's just that whole girl.
I think it's that.
Is he from Atlanta?
Who?
Childish Gambino?
I don't know. I would say so.
Like, it reminds me of This Is America. Don't want to slip in.
Yeah.
Don't catch a slip in. Like it just and he and they kind of
okay, I see what you mean. It was like non-traditional. Like you don't really expect what's gonna happen the next line.
I think the way more Kendrick, theatrical.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes. With Kendrick switching up his voice and the every line is different.
Yeah,
you don't know what to expect. So it's like okay, he did that.
It's a lot of things.
My thing with Kendrick for a long time, and I still kind of think it might hold true, is just nobody. It's not really good rappers from out there in the West Coast. So when you're like the poster boy, it's kind of easier for you because not a lot of people from where you're from with that same kind of sound are out in the mainstream.
The game is going to watch this and kill you.
He don't rap like Kendrick, though. They're from two different parts.
Oh, yeah, but you said West Side. No?
Yeah, but even if you take Game has changed his whole thing to now, whoever I'm rapping with on the song, I'm just gonna rap like them. Mm. And he's probably the greatest rapper to do that. Like he's like a chameleon. You could hear Game
Drake
with
literally.
I was thinking about Drake.
What?
Drake does that.
Well, Drake, no. Drake has a thing called the Drake Flow. We just heard Big Sean's thing.
Oh, yeah.
Game don't have that.
You think
Game is literally just taking other people's sounds.
Would you consider Big Sean stealing his flow if Drake got lit off Big Sean's flow?
Nah, I think I had told you that. I was like, you can't run around your whole career saying everybody stole my flow, and then you go and steal somebody else's flow and acknowledge it.
What if Big Sean considers that his?
Nah.
Wait, Big Sean thinks Drake stole his flow?
He did.
But like, you still...
According to Big Sean...
And what Drake said, it's not about who did it first. It's about who did it right. Looking like preach.
Well, which flow?
It's the one that he literally just did.
Me, right?
Yeah.
When I said your dogs with my dog bark different, and then I said that, I even forgot the name of the dog. Drake goes, you know, I'm bald, chemo.
Set up
the last like two syllables.
So you don't even, the bar don't go together, but the word kind of go, you could put it together. Mm-hmm. It's like a summary of the bar.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
The Drake flow.
But isn't that wordplay?
Yeah, but Big Sean came out with a whole song.
No, wordplay is the words you use.
But he's talking about that the way flow, you say it. What did he say on that damn shit? You know,
but I feel like
last one ever, first name greatest, like a sprained ankle, boy, ain't nothing to play with. Started off local,
but thanks to all the haters, I know G5
on the first name. Sorry, yeah, that's the Drake flow.
Not that one. Yeah, started. You know, Nino. Come and find me, Nemo. That's the
Big Sean.
Chemo.
That's the Big Sean shit.
Okay.
I do remember back in the day when we was in high school when they had all came out that Big Sean did have a rightful sound. Claim to that.
Well, he had a whole song.
Like Drake even would come out with a big song and I'd be like, oh, that's Big Sean flow.
He had a whole song doing that flow. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just that setup.
Yeah.
Word. Punch.
It was fire.
So he had a whole song doing that. Cuba, Scuba, Luda, Chuba.
Drake was like, all right, I'm going to come and do it for a couple of songs on this album, and it's going to be mine now.
Yeah, I get it. I just feel like Big Sean, I feel like if someone's taking your flow.
Should be grateful.
No, not even that, but you're inspiring.
That's why you should be grateful.
Yeah. But I guess it's about the recognition. You want your... Give my credit, bitch.
I agree. That's why I was like, he shouldn't have been running around earlier on being like, oh, this person stole this. Oh, because eventually you were going to come back and take something from somebody. It's the music industry.
But I feel like it's like...
Thankfully, Drake Petty Ass didn't take that serious. Because Drake Petty King.
Looking back, none of them took him as real competition.
But he smoked. He smoked. Mm-mm. He didn't smoke?
He smoked, but I think it had to have been just the really heavy coat size and influences.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, I got way too much of my mental that I learned from what I've been through.
I'm finna do what I ain't doing. I'm still waking up like the Rams do.
It's not complicated.
It's simple. I got sex and women a whole bands full. Like, all of that was fire.
Crazy.
I want to just know who was helping along with that. Because you know me. I'm like, he fell off way too hard, way too quickly.
I think.
Where I feel like somebody pulled the rug out from underneath him and was like, I'm not working with him no more, and that's the decline.
Nah, I think people experiment, and I actually was saying this today. This is if you believe in some universe shit, right? Sometimes things don't go your way because it's not supposed to. But they're, you know, like it's literally telling you, hey, stop doing this. It's right there, and I keep pointing you in the direction right there. And you keep going that way. You know, some people look at it as, damn, they trying me, but I'm going to keep going. And I think Big Sean tried to be different, and it just didn't work, and he's still not making it work.
That's okay. So if that could be true, because we see it all the time. Artists come, Beyonce, she's about to drop a country album. I think if you try something and it flop, you gotta just act like it never happened.
That's what I'm saying. But I think there's, I think Big Show is one of the people that are like, nah, this got to.
Nah,
it's
yeah,
got
like
to.
He's gonna make it work. Because
it seems like he's putting out the same work.
But maybe that's what he feels called to create.
Well, I get you. But as a creator who sells things, you would want people to buy it. So if you keep giving something and people keep telling you, yo, I really want to buy your art piece, but you kind of don't paint the same no more. Can you try again? And they're
can
waiting
you
for you.
Different?
Eventually give them, no, they're asking for the same old.
Okay, yeah, but they are
they're
do,
saying,
do
yo,
something
the new
different.
Shit you drawing, it ain't really, it's not like the old shit. You give me that old shit, I'm going to be waiting front line for it. That's what they're telling him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think he should have just, it's kind of you learn to adapt, though. So you put the old shit with the new shit, and that was new shit, but it's still the old shit, but it's new old shit. You know, because like,
that's when your shit starts sounding dated.
Because Lil Baby, though.
When they drop, exactly, perfect. He dropped something now, it sounds like it came out 3 years ago.
And that's where, you know, the confusion of, yo, we want the old music. There it is, bro. Mm-hmm. It's right there. Yeah, you sound the same, though. This is how I sounded.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to kind of, like, learn how to maneuver. I mean, we struggle with that
but
shit.
But then, but, like, but my thing is,
like, Big Sean not being part of the Big Three is crazy. I understand why.
There's no way you think that.
No, I think if Big Sean was rapping, like, I don't think it's crazy. I think it's crazy that his work ethic, like, he just not a part of that no more. But I do think, I thought, at least when I was younger, that this guy is about to be the greatest.
I mean, yeah, he was definitely, it was definitely like a core four before a Big Three. But they got him up out of there pretty quick.
It was.
What I was going to say
Mill.
Oh, yeah, Meek came out that time, too. And Wiz. Wiz was also, like, he wasn't in the lyricist group with them. But, like, in terms of new rapper on the scene, they were all going crazy. That was a good time.
I don't know if my question is relevant.
Come
anymore.
On, man.
But it was just pertaining to an artist, like, wanting to do something different.
Good.
That was what it was. Like,
nah. Like, continue.
Go ahead.
I'm going to answer it. Because I think, I agree with it. That's what actually where I'm at now with my career. I'm going to do what I like to do. I don't care what anybody else say, right?
Yeah.
But I can't complain.
You can't complain that it's not working out for you.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So,
that's what I'm saying. I can't complain.
So now back to the other metaphor.
Because you're happy doing what you're doing now.
If this is what I chose to do.
Now he can't complain if it's a fail because he knows I'm switching it up. This is something I'm not used to. I don't have the results to look at. And if it flops, I have to take the blame because this is what I chose to do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be like, yo, y'all don't like real videos or y'all don't like real comedy.
You can't start dissing
I literally
people.
Know this is something different. I mean, for me, I'm a, you know, like.
No, 100%.
I know this might be the wrong route to take.
Yeah.
I know I could get more views doing that route.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm losing myself more with that route. I'll be over here. But I actually do feel better over here, too. So I won't complain. Because I can't.
Exactly,
I literally can't.
Because you feel those, better creating that.
Yeah. It is a tough space. We'll cut Big Sean some slack because those people that come out on the other side of that with a banger or a crazy art piece or a crazy piece of content, those are the people that we call trailblazers. Oh, shit, they stepped out and did something new and look how great it was. But on the other side, it's the Big Sean. Yo, they stepped out and they lost it.
But then I got a question, right?
Yeah, but Drake's also getting that.
A follow-up question. Right?
They're haters.
Because.
Fuck Drake laws.
Fucking haters.
On tour right now.
Because my shit is, sometimes it really ain't even about the project and really about what how's it being pushed.
Also, yeah, huge.
That's true.
Yeah.
And the marketing behind it.
Big Sean's a big enough
however,
name to,
however,
to move shit.
However. I get that the marketing aspect and how you get the content to people, to the consumer, is a very important, vital piece. But even if you only get it to 25 people and those 25 people are not rocking with it,
yeah, but with Big Sean, this is not the case if we're speaking about him. He
I'm talking about in general.
He actually says in his new song that my consistency is.
No, I'm talking about in general. Like, even you can market the crap out of something phenomenally and get it to everybody, but if when people get it, they're like, this is garbage.
It's called algorithm.
You know, then it's like, ah, yeah, you made the money, but now when round two comes back, those people don't want it.
Sorry. It was the third time that I had them chills.
About to give me a head.
Nah, you wish.
chills. No, she went like this. I was like, yeah. All right, man, read your pillow talk. I'm excited for pillow talk. I've been waiting 2 weeks without it. Pillow talk me.
It's almost 3 weeks.
This one's pretty short, but I feel like it's beneficial. Guys, welcome to Pillow Talk, where we give relationship advice. Disclaimer, whatever you decide to do with this advice
guys,
is on
welcome
you.
To Pillow Talk, where you send...
Was I not just doing
hold
it?
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
You fucking guys, mansplaining
hold on, hold on.
Me.
Guys, welcome to Pillow Talk, where you guys send emails in needing relationship advice, and we give it to you.
Okay.
No, do you... Do
the... Disclaimer.
Yeah.
Whatever you do with the advice that we give is on you. Chica and Melania are not responsible for anything that happens in
your life. I got you, Gaba.
Thank you. I was going to do it at the end. Or Gaba. She's trying to leave me in on the lawsuit.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Can I read it?
No.
Okay.
Nah, Melania's getting really good at reading these.
Oh. Jesus.
She's getting good at reading.
You know your dyslexia acts up sometimes.
There's no way I'm the dyslexic one here.
You get the vowels mixed up.
There's...
Gaslighted. So too well.
Trying to help you out.
I know. I like it.
Yeah, but
it.
That's literally oh, yeah. her excuses that she don't know how to pronounce vowels.
You too.
Okay. Been with my girl since I was 15. I'm 24 now.
Okay. Nine
We're the
years.
Same age, but I feel like the stuff I used to love about her is slowly starting to annoy me now. I hate her friends and some aspects of her mentality. I feel like I outgrew her and have been together for so long just because it's the only real relationship I had. I was broke and jobless for a while recently. She held me down, though.
That's usually when...
But now I'm back to my normal self.
That's usually when...
I feel emasculated because of how it was previously, but I still love her. What should I do?
Oh, that went a different route than I thought it was going
to
go.
Man the fuck up. I was ready to kill him. Oh, I was ready to drag him.
I wasn't. I was
ready
to drag him.
No,
wait,
now I'm not.
So without that, wait, where were you was ready to drag him?
The fact that you were using this girl, and then the second you were able to get back up on your 2 feet, you no longer interested in her.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
That's what happened.
At the end, it sounded like he's like, he wants to work it out with her. He's like trying to figure
he
it
does,
out.
He does, but he still had that pussy ass thought.
But he had a pussy thought because he feels like, yo, she was holding me down. So I feel emasculated that she had to hold me down when it should have been the other way around.
Yeah, but that's why I think that's pussy.
So he feels, I could be wrong, but it sounds like he feels almost embarrassed or ashamed because
pussy.
Of their past to her.
No, no, I'm not saying
Man
that it's
the
pussy.
Fuck up.
I'm not saying that it's pussy that he feels that way. I'm saying it's pussy that you know you feel that way and you blamed it all on her friends and we saw the problem's right there.
Oh,
it wasn't.
Yeah. I skipped over all of that.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, do you really have a problem with her friends?
Like,
and
do you?
Stuff?
Oh, I'm outgrew. No,
you're
embarrassed,
feeling shitty about yourself, and that's why you're starting to pick
shorty,
at things that don't
cared
that
about
you don't
you.
Like.
She cared about you enough to know that you was down and out, going through a rough patch in your life, and held it down for you. And now that you're able to at least wobble on your 2 feet, you're starting to second guess if you should be with her. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
Nah, he did got me tight, crazy. Too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It got me tight.
I'm
nah,
really
fuck that.
Y'all.
Women's Empowerment Month. Let's he wilded out. Because honestly,
not when this shit dropped,
I was going to be like, yo, bro, you kind of don't even deserve her.
No, for real.
Like, if you're not even that comfortable with yourself to be like, damn, I was down and out for a little bit, but I'm back and I'm ready to do what I got to do for you.
Isn't that like, I feel like there's times, like, I've said this before to Chief Glett. When he gets like really angry for no reason at me. I'm speaking
now
freely.
Now you're hurting my feelings.
You got relax. Blind fury.
But I've said this. I'm like, yo, are you trying to push me away? Uh-huh. Like sometimes we want to like get out of the relationship.
When you feel vulnerable.
But we don't want to be like, yo, I'm done with you. I don't want to do this anymore. So we start making you the problem.
Yeah, you know. Hopefully you'll leave me.
Yeah, nah, fuck that. I've done that shit before.
I'm making it about.
It was successful.
Yeah.
Yo, but Lenny done told me that whole speech when I'm like, this is why I think Malay's a gaslighter. I'm not even going, wow. Right?
Because you be know like, what she did too.
Because I'd be like, yo, I'm moving out. I don't want nothing to do with you no more. Right? She'd be like, I feel like you're just pushing me away. If you want to leave, then just leave. Don't push me away. I'm like, bitch, I'm telling you, I'm done with you. Yeah, sometimes you should express your feelings and tell me how you really feel. I am over this shit. I'm out. Here's the keys.
This motherfucker be crying wolf.
That's what I'm saying.
I definitely
cry. Be crying, want my attention, bro.
What is it? The boy? Yeah, yeah. The boy.
Stop me, somebody.
It's not me. I'm like,
signing this lease.
I'm like, go, bitch. I'm like, okay.
Now I pay for two apartments.
What you made me do? I bought this house in L.A.
Yeah. And now I want you back.
That was some loser ass shit. It did get me tight.
Yeah, no. Because
why would you say that to me? That, oh, I was, nah, fuck it.
I think he's mad at the guy.
Oh, yeah. But I will say this, though, right?
Yeah, no, like, no way. I swear, if you switch.
No, I'm not switching. No, but I am thinking, like, you 24. You've been with them since 15.
How broke can you be at 24?
I will break up, like, not break up with you, but I'm like, oh, we've been together for a while. Let me go enjoy my life and find something else.
No, it was definitely understand. Like, I was with him the whole beginning. Like, yeah.
Yo, I grew each other.
Yo, I grew it. That makes so much sense. You show. If it's when I feel emasculated.
Yeah.
Comes in. Oh. Listen, now I can't believe anything you say. You're Rod Wolf.
I did forget the fact that he's 24. So at 24, a young man does have fragile ego. So you being embarrassed, he might think, yo, this girl's only going to ever look at me and see like some broke guy. Bro, if you worried about the woman that you choose to spend the rest of your life with, looking at you in the like a hard time and being like, oh, yeah, he broke, you're probably not going to be happy with anybody you find.
No, I understand what you're saying. My shit is, you can be embarrassed all you want. That would have been great. I'm embarrassed. How do I get over this? You started it off with, did I outgrow her? I hate her friends. That's
her
how
this mentality, bro.
Her mentality. Yeah. Clearly, her mentality is better than yours because she took care of your broke ass.
Yeah, her mentality saved you. That ass.
I'm so sorry, bro. Thanks for coming and bringing your advice, though.
Hey, listen, sometimes it's tough love.
Bro, if a woman was worried about me being broke, right? I'm talking about, like, she would use it against me as I'm broke. I might backfire that shit. That's one. Two. That's one. I'm definitely throwing it in your face. Yeah, you took care of me, you dumbass bitch.
I'll have her
I'm
robbed.
I'm throwing it right back.
I'll get her robbed, and now we both broke. Now what are you going to say?
I don't agree with that. What I agree with is, yeah, you took care of me. Ah, bitch, yeah, you my sugar mama, old ass. Like, I'll start going off, right?
Uh-huh.
Anyways, but if a woman took care of you, and she didn't go anywhere, right? Like, why would you feel
that's what we look for.
Ashamed. I could have swore it was, oh, I got to get you broke motherfucker now. Like, it's brokey. She would have left you.
I think I want a change is enough reason to end a relationship.
No, he needed change.
He didn't want change. He needed it.
He needed it. He was broke.
Yo, that's funny.
Nah, I'm happy you got your shit together, your life together. Fix the situation with your shorty, man.
That I say y'all been together for 10 years.
Nine
years. If you really feel like she's the one, which y'all been together for 9 years, I say you figured out that it's a you problem.
He didn't.
He said that. Hopefully stating that is enough of you realizing that it's a you problem. My advice is to try to work on it. And if you still feel like...
Work on what?
On your issue. On you feeling emasculated.
No, yeah, 100%. That's 100%. That's his
I think that's really the problem in the relationship.
And No. He definitely don't deserve her. Mm-hmm. This is not me trying to cape for her. He don't sound like he's ready.
Appreciating her. Oh,
or
yeah.
Even just, you might be one of those people that's just not ready to be in a relationship because you got to work on your own stuff, maybe your own financial situation, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I said, for you to think, and I like it could be because he's 24, your girl that whoever you choose to settle down with is going to see you in way worse times than you having no money in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yo, look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's the deciding factor and that's what's going to make you feel like
feel
you
like
don't want to be there.
I feel like his name is Daniel. Daniel. Attack the problem. Not your partner.
He start beating himself up.
Because he's the problem.
He's the problem. Yeah, that's my advice is to work on your emasculine feelings. Yeah, and And then if you're still feeling drifted apart from your partner, then I think you should walk away. You're 24.
Yo, go to the fucking doctor and go get some testosterone. Tell him put that shit in you. What the fuck is you talking about working your masculine? Mind you, it should be crazy coming from me, right? I'm like the least masculine man in this couch.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just be like, yeah, I got a girlfriend at home.
And we scissor.
I don't know that was coming next.
I put my balls inside of her.
because my balls are bigger than my dick.
Stupid. You laughing like that doesn't help his case.
It's funny. That was my advice. Attack the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we all gave good advice.
I think so.
My advice wasn't for him. It was for his girlfriend.
Yeah. Like, yo, if he ain't appreciating you, girl, get him the fuck out of here. You are the prize. I told this. I made a video recently. And I was like, yo, you are the prize. You get 2 days to cry from a breakup.
2 days is crazy.
2 days. That's it. That's all you got.
I'm going to cry.
I cry for 2 days where you like.
How long you been together?
It don't matter.
You crazy.
It don't matter. I'm
not crying for the first 5 months. But that's
you're not crying?
Yeah.
I think if you don't cry, you're setting yourself up to
that 6 months,
have issues
I'm crying
later.
Yeah, probably 2 days.
See?
I'm
going to
probably
no.
wait until like I have intercourse with like the next person and then I'll cry then.
Wow, you fucking hurt?
Mom, are you crying? That man, she's like, are you fucking crying?
He's it's
like,
been a while.
Like, no, your pussy's wet. It's so wet down here.
Are you crying? I used to put my ex in these positions.
I give myself, every time Chiclet breaks up with me, I get a day to cry. And the next day.
So how you got 2 days?
I only give him one, because I know he's coming back. I can't give him 2 fucking days crying.
Chicks be giving out fucking PTO.
What's PTO?
Paid time off. It'll be a free day of crying on him.
Yeah. I get 1 day of crying. Next day, you know, I'm a bad bitch. You the prize. Don't fucking forget him, Melanie. And if he's here,
yeah, but
he's
the way
here.
Melanie becomes a bad bitch don't really, like, excite me.
It doesn't, it's not supposed to excite
like,
you.
Like, you know, like, usually it's like, yo, watch. I'll be the baddest bitch today.
It's
he
supposed to make
tight.
You feel, what's the opposite of empowered? It's supposed to make you feel that.
Like it's
emasculated.
Nah, it's supposed to make me feel like, oh, this bitch leveling like up.
She's stepping. Oh, that yeah, she's stepping
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
like.
She walking. And I look at her, she be in sweats, going to get flowers and walk the dog, and like that's her power.
Yup.
Like,
that is. Get
you know
me
why
some
you
new
can't?
Flowers.
You know
I
why,
love that for you though.
Thank you.
You know why you can't say nothing about that no more?
I just did.
Cause what? Well, obviously, you could say it, but why? I feel like it doesn't even work. Is she could go out in sweatpants and stuff. She's still Melanie. So she could still go out and cheat if she wanted to in sweatpants. So why wouldn't it?
Yeah, but that don't make me look at you and be like, oh, you out there doing your thing.
Nah.
Mm. So if one day she just pull up in like a whole Bottega outfit with the high knee.
You're
going to
be like, where you got that from?
No, I'll be like, no, I'm not.
He going to fuck around and put the leash on him.
Like. I'll be like, yo, you fly as fuck. Come back here. That's the shit. Like when we beefing and shit, I make sure to spray your extra few Santello on me. Like, yo, I just took a shit, sprayed my asshole. Like for everything. Yo, I just opened the refrigerator, started spraying that shit around.
He
put it in the vent so when he leaves, you smell him in the house.
He turns the clippers on, act like he's going to shave himself. You hear that shit?
And then it's still bushy. He'd be like, surprise.
All of a sudden, motherfucker want to shave. A whole month and a half,
now
we're all good.
Now he got a brand new, he got a brand new groom kit. Yeah.
That's how he be trying to make me jealous. Oh, I'm just playing.
I know. I told you, I put the Santella on, and then I start doing.
You do
stuff.
That. You do that. You do that for me to try to like get me.
Like I be hoping.
Cause you know I like that smell.
Like I be hoping you be like, "Damn, you smell good." Fuck this argument. Just start.
I'm not gonna
you.
Lie to you.
Hold on, I just thought of a topic that. Because you said because you like that smell. This is the Santel 33.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. When we be beefing and he puts a good cologne and he puts a nice fit on, I'd be there like, damn, I want to fuck it.
Whoa. You don't even do that when we in a relationship.
What I was about to say, her saying that made it way worse.
I can't.
Oh, and you got headphones on, so she whispered that shit dead in your ear.
I can't say that to you because you're beefing with me. And I'm not going to get rejected because you really are the type. Because I'll be like, damn, you smell good. He'll look at me and get, yeah, fuck out of here.
Yeah, this other bitch about to smell my dick.
Yeah, relax. That shit mess more.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, but
the cologne
good.
Of my dick. Hey. The cologne of my dick.
All right. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is, if there's a specific scent, like now I know that one, I will never wear that in my life. Because now every time I wear it, I'm going to be like, damn, Melanie loves this shit on cheeks. So now I associate that scent with yeah. Mm. So now I wonder if anybody else does things like that.
Mm. I don't.
No, I don't.
Because I would recommend it for you because it gets.
That's different. That's what I was going to say. So if you tell me like, yo, I got this new cologne or whatever. We've done that before. I'll go and buy it or whatever and
no,
wear
I'm saying
it.
I would
if
recommend it with
those words. If she does what she just did.
But I'll recommend it with those words. Like, yo, Malene was about to suck my dick through my jean jacket.
For you, I'd be like, oh, yeah, but I would
a
never
good,
go and buy
a
it.
A good scent. I don't know if other girls are like this. A good scent is way too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like,
you mean a good scent is a way to you giving advice right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm giving advice for men.
So how to get you?
No, not to get me, but
how to get women like
you. Said a good scent is a way to my.
It's not for me.
You supposed to say, when chiclet smells good, it, you know, it makes me.
Oh, man.
Nah, good.
Out of here, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well.
That's where they put the water.
No, what gets me tight is that I be wearing the cologne while we still in the relationship.
Yeah.
I don't get treated like
what
that.
What are you talking about?
But then when
I was giving you mad loves the other day. He took a shower. I mean, he has the Santel shower gel. But I didn't know he took a shower in it. So I smell it on him and I'm like, you wearing Santel 33? And then
the
I was
body
oiling
wash?
His neck. So don't be fronting. Don't front, bro.
Yeah, I use the body wash every day.
Don't front for the gram.
That sounds like the body wash. How often do you shower?
Yeah, he took a shower the other day. I use that shit every day.
Apparently, you
but
only shower once.
No, the day she smelled it, it wasn't the body wash. I sprayed the cologne on me.
So you was enhancing it.
I be spraying that shit on my skin.
But
and
I wasn't
my shirts.
Saying that to give advice so that they know that other women. Like to smell men too.
Yeah, I saw this video. This is damn. I wish I knew her name, but there's this girl that she does the. She be with Kai.
Mm-hmm.
And she does the whole 20 men versus her type shit.
Oh, okay, okay.
And when men smell good, one of the dudes walked up. She's funny as fuck. One of the dudes walked up, right? He was like, "Nah, dub, but say your name." And she said his name. Uh-huh. Soon as he walked up. And then when he was walking away, she smelled good. He goes, nah, you smell good. Come back in real quick. And then she was like, yo, you're the first guy here to smell good today. Here,
damn.
You can stay. And she kept him.
Get your hygiene up,
it's
fellas.
It's a game changer. I have this perfume.
All right.
It's
called.
Forget it.
Go ahead.
Nah, there's this perfume, Angel Share. It's $250 a bottle, though.
Yo.
$250 a bottle. But when I tell you, I get compliments. When I wear it, and that first spray,
compliments.
You don't really like
compliments.
Complimentos. You don't really like it. It's when it settles. It's when it settles.
You never saw the compliments video?
Definitely not. She gave us the real version.
Complimentos. No, I didn't see that video.
Like a little kid.
Yeah.
Like, how do you say compliments in Spanish?
Goes, compliments.
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 He's like, no, that's not how you say it. What were you talking about?
I was talking about the perfume.
Yo, I don't know what she's talking about. She's talking about you get angel scent for $250 a bottle. I'm going to give you out a key right now. That alt fragrance shit, for anybody over there that don't want to pay no $500 for a bottle of cologne or shit, it Zoe. Don't last as long as the real shit do, but it smells exactly the same.
What is it called?
Alt.
A-L-T.
Yeah, A-L-T.
Was that a website?
It's like a company that came out.
Yo, he get a sponsorship deal.
Listen,
there,
it's a good product. It's a good product.
Yeah.
We ain't getting no money over here. Trust me.
I've never smelled cologne on you in my life. Now
all of a sudden,
you're
using
it.
Wow.
We on to you, bro.
If any other companies want us to do
he actually just pulled out a
like
bottle,
this.
Guys. If you want to see it, toss it.
See how good we would be? We're just practicing in case we did have
it. Okay,
like,
somebody wanted
to. You smell good. What you wearing?
All right, let me finish my promo.
All right.
But it is fire. Mm-hmm. Low-key, they're not paying me to do this, but that shit is fire.
Okay.
If you look up like a famous scent that you want, $30 bottle, it worked.
Damn.
Shit is fire.
All right, before we leave, I got a question.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got one for you, too.
Okay. Cheating? Oh, no, that's one.
Not that one?
Is it gay for a man to wear a big t-shirt with no drawers to bed?
That's...
That's I feel like crazy. You've done that before.
I feel like I've definitely tried to, but it just don't feel right.
I've definitely wore like briefs that were probably not as long and a t-shirt that might have been pretty long.
Like,
that's crazy.
What I wear like...
If I saw myself in the mirror, I definitely switched.
I got a Snuggie, right? Well, it's not called a Snuggie, but I be wearing it and I be having shorts under. Mm. When I be going to get mail, I'm like, I wonder if they think I'm naked under this shit and I have no clothes on. Like... Today I woke up, I slept with my wife beater and no boxes.
So what?
Yeah.
It was, why you sleep? You might as well sleep naked.
It was an accident. It wasn't on purpose.
Mm-hmm. That's weird. What were you doing before you went to sleep?
Nothing. So laying down.
He's not like
carrots. I don't know nothing about no carrots. That's what you look like.
He sounded like the, what you doing? Nothing. Just hanging around.
Yeah. So what do you think about like that, though? I had like a big T. I think I would do that, and I'm going to keep it a buck with you to turn Melanie on.
I was going to say, you know what's funny? I feel like nobody should be doing that. No grown man should be doing that. It's just a weird look.
Yeah.
But I feel like you would do that, and for some reason, it'll start like a little giggle war and probably turn her on.
Yeah. I definitely think
that'll
work.
I think that'll somehow
like in my head right now, I'm like, yo, I definitely think I would try that.
I'll smack his ass and be like, damn, shorty.
But that's the worry. If I go to the bottom of the refrigerator, oh, there's your asshole because the shirt gives her room to put a Coke bottle inside of it again.
That should be mad cute. I love sleeping in a big shirt.
What was...
And some shorts, though.
What was your question before we leave?
You are... A lover of seltzer water and sparkling water.
Yeah, but I'm coming out on my own.
I wasn't going to get into that.
Hot dogs.
But they're making, is it 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
It's making hot dog flavored.
Hot dog
flavored sparkling water.
Hot dog flavor, that's nasty. That's not nasty.
So, you being the residential sparkling water drinker.
Yeah.
You going to try it?
I would.
At least try it.
I mean, I like hot dogs.
I like Lizzie's, but I don't like sparkling water.
But I want, like, pork sparkling water.
Oh.
Wouldn't it be beef? Wouldn't it be beef flavored?
It got to be.
Yeah, it got to be haram.
Catch a meal.
One last question. Shout out to the Joe Budden podcast.
Yeah.
They made a synthetic heart. They made a synthetic pig.
Pig.
Uh-huh. Lab-grown pig. Uh-huh. Used his heart. In a transplant.
Somebody uh-huh. survived.
To a little boy. Uh-huh. The boy survived, up and walking, everything's good. Uh-huh. One of the guys on the pod brought up a good point. If this becomes the new wave of technology where heart transplants are coming from...
Animals?
Lab-grown pigs. Because okay. The pig has the closest heart to the human.
Okay.
What happens to the Muslim people that are against pork?
They're good.
Are they just not allowed to now be participants of this?
I think that's an easy debate.
I don't know.
But
I was so shocked and I'm like, wait, so now we have to find how you got to include them in something.
No, I think it's an easy
but,
debate.
But why?
They're against eating pork.
They're against the eating pork. This pork is
but
not
I don't
real
think
pork.
It's just eat. That was my thing. But I don't think it was just eating. I think it's anything
consuming.
Any ingestion or anything of them inside of you, I think is against it.
I don't think it's just
eating.
If I'm not mistaken, it's eating the shit. And to save a life, you could put a pork heart.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's
I don't know.
A
just
phenomenal.
A good point that they, yeah, it was a good point that they
It was a good
up.
Was way like, to think about it, but I think if somebody there was like, yeah,
so it makes me start thinking, like, you know, in the future, as new stuff comes out that maybe will borderline religious classic beliefs. I wonder where that's going to start heading because it is a life-saving thing.
Why do I feel like they probably wouldn't want to do that anyway because of their religion?
That's what I'm saying.
No, not because of the pork aspect. I don't know.
But
like
the pork aspect
no,
is
you have
against
have doctors.
The religion.
They have doctors.
No, I'm not saying they don't have doctors.
Yeah, but that would keep them alive longer. So if your take was...
I mean, I guess the alternative is you just got to wait on the list longer and hope you get a match.
Or just die.
If my option is to die, just give me the pig. Let me try.
I feel like I wouldn't want to do it. I'd be like, no, I don't want to go yet. Don't wanna... Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
She went with that one. I thought he was going to go with the Frank Castle. Wait, no. You never seen that one?
No.
Where he's Punisher?
I didn't see that one.
I gotta put you on to that one. Yeah. That's the new one.
Because I've seen the Punisher. I don't remember that scene.
Got you.
Well, guys, thank you for tuning in to That's Your Reality. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Will we be here next week? I don't know.
Stay tuned. Make sure you send in your questions to that's your reality at gmail.com, or you could just DM us as that's your reality.